sharp, your wings dark and splintered. You were born in fall and never left that state I was born in, the middle of winter.
Hello, this is WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. Today you guys are listening to an episode, I guess, of Geek Tunes, waiting on Jack and Neil to enter the booth, but my name's Evelyn, I'm the host of Off the Record. Super excited to play some songs for you today. We have a lot of good stuff coming up, trust. I'll start with a song that I've been religiously kind of listening to these past couple of days. The new Cardi album, at first I really hated it, but now it's grown on me, so I'm gonna start with that. I've had Fine, and I can't say the other part of it because it's a curse word, but I've had that and Like Wheezy basically stuck in my head, so I'll just start off with that. And then I will go right into the playlist. Yeah, this is Like Wheezy by Playboi Carti off his new album, I Am Music. So I hope you guys enjoy.
I be hunched, done fucked up my thumbs. Pip sick, jerks, weak, shout out, done killed my lungs. I'ma fuck the fuck, that's turn, shout the hand, still ain't done. Looking like rap, popping that boy like Pat, popping that bomb like Pat, spit on the bitch like Pat. I'm in the bitch, talk the rats. Pip sick, yeah, my socks. Working for my acts. I ain't never ran to my ex. I put change in my tits. Upside down gate, on my ice, my white mix. Got all my chips, not it. I got O's on O's in my big. Got a hot tub roll by gay. Every time she pop this thing.
Look at me thinking on wood. Shite in on gas. Fit me better, I'm good. 2 hours, don't give a fuck. Shite wanna go out, yeah. I told her, get in my truck. By land tonight. I send a beat that up, try to get that
swat, yeah.
I send a beat that.
Trying to get them.
Two-tone, yeah, eight piece, looking like Weezy. Having to sat in Cleveland, shout out, I'm bleeding. I told her I'm beat like B, but she ain't believe me. A whole lot of motherfucking drugs, a whole lot of motherfucking cups. Hardy hunts, done fucked up my thumbs. Pip sick, jerks, weak, shout out, done killed my lungs. I'm a fuck that's terrible, shot the hand still ain't
there. Oh my god, guys, I was just informed that I can actually play explicit music. I didn't know that Safe Harbor Hour started so early. Okay, guys, we are so back. In that case, I'm so back. Yeah, the next song that's been on repeat is kind of an oldie for me, but it's Homecoming by Lil Uzi Vert. I don't know what it is about the song, but whatever he put in it, it's working because I, 5 years later, and I'm still always playing the song. But yeah, so I hope you guys enjoy while I go get one of the hosts of Geek Tunes.
She not too juicy, but sometimes she bougie. I play with a kitty until it gets sticky. I'm moving the beat, chill like an Ellie. Chop with the 50, my Uzi is ready. Say I turn to the boss, can't deal with no middleman. Anthony Davis, don't deal with the belly. Straight out the mud, we got that work to turn you to the grub. You slow like a snail, you can hear when he slugs.
I say how I feel and I do what I want. And that's just because it is what it was.
I'm not like a bearman, but don't got no love. Know you heard what I said, got the shit out the mud. I'm not in the streets, I'm just close with the plug. I just saw his mother, I gave up. Ain't talking about the work, nigga, just had that supply. That stuff, 100 rounds in the compact. Contact. I probably find the beach from your hometown project. Open up my mouth, but my dick on the side. She don't get high, but she keep on the content. That why I'm never, ever keep in contact. Get slow to catch that nigga, can't find it. Baby, where your mind at? Come here, girl, sign it. Matter of fact, never mind it. Front door, find it. After the climax, scream on my name every time he behind it. When I heard the door, get a baby with my line it. Water on my neck, 3D like it's IMAX. Diamonds turn the bird to a goddamn blind man. Ass so fat that I gotta hit beside that. Heard a nigga put lamp dress on, find it.
Find it, find it.
No, we not the same. I'm more like a big body, you like a brain. These niggas, they frauds, they pimpin' my game.
what's up with that? That's putting on me back. Yeah, and she on my back. One girl from Philly, I think her name Nikki. And I fuck with Nikki cause she not too picky. And she not too choosy, but sometimes she bougie. I play with a kitty until it gets sticky. I'm moving the beat, chill like an Ellie. Chop with the 50, my Uzi is ready. Say I turn to the boss, can't do with no middleman. Anthony Davis, don't deal with the pelican. Straight out the mud, we got that work to turn you to the grub. You smell like a smell, you can hear with these slugs. I say how I feel and I do what I want. And that's just because it is what it was. I'm fly like a bearman, but don't got no love. Know you hear what I say, got the shit out the mud. I'm not in the streets, I'm just close to the plug. I just saw his mother, I gave her up. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So hard.
It's like Uzi Vert.
Been running this bitch.
It's like Uzi Vert.
I thought it was getting hard.
Yeah, one, two, three, like, go. Yeah, ever since Cliffy, yeah, Uzi been the big dog. Drippin' in the sweat, you know I got the big sauce. Every outfit, yeah, I gotta get the big sauce. No, I know you gon' turn to the big boss. Ran shit bad like a motherfuckin' kickoff. 4,500 for some marshal and kickoff. Got a yellow diamond pendant on my wrist, too pissed off. Left to the bank is funny. Go get you some, go get your own money. Hold on, I got you, what's some long matter of fact, you ain't help me when I had no money. 300,000, yeah, that's your money. 20 more million. If you fuck me good, that's your money. One girl from Philly, I think her name Nikki. And I fuck with Nikki cause she not too picky. And she not too choosy, but sometimes she bougie. I play with a kitty until it gets sticky. I'm moving the beat, just like an Ellie. Chop with the 50, my Uzi is ready. Say I turn to the boss, can't deal with no middleman. Anthony Davis, don't deal with the pelican. Straight out the mud, we got that work to turn you to the grub. You smell like a smell, you can hear with these slugs. I say how I feel and I do what I want. And that's just because it is what it was. I'm fly like a bearman, but don't got no love. Know you hear what I say, got the shit out the mud. I'm not in the streets, I'm just close with the plug. I just saw his mother, I gave her up. I put them in back, yeah. And she on that black, yeah. I put them in back, yeah. And she on that black, yeah. And she on that black, yeah.
Wait, what the f? Why am I strapped down? Wait, I just gotta hit this button. I'm out.
Are you okay? Yeah, would be his answer when he comes to me.
Be it sad enough.
always works with. And it shows up. Barely meant all. Tender with all. And it's me. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I made it. Thank you, Evelyn, for starting the show, and Neil and Ava. I have nothing planned, but next week, trust me, there's gonna be a big party. You guys are invited back again. I'm gonna have, I think, 25 plus people and substances in this room, and animals, perhaps parakeets.
Get a beer.
Beer?
Beer, like the animal.
We'll have both of those things. For the finale, we're gonna set off fireworks in the studio, get banned, get fined.
Go big or go home.
Probably get like a mark on my record, and I won't be allowed at the next WMEC prom, which will be really upsetting. But no one went, bro.
Wait, I thought y'all went.
No, because someone threw like a conflicting event to steal all the attention.
Who would do that?
That's
crazy.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's actually
insane. But that shit was lit, and I threw a pigskin for 3 hours.
And then
my nose started bleeding because I was wearing sunglasses and I got hit in the face.
Your forehead was bleeding too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Do you not remember? Remember, I kept on being.
It wasn't my forehead. It was like my upper nose.
Oh my god. Okay. His upper nose was bleeding.
Yeah, my upper nose was bleeding. But I just didn't care because I was with the boys, Ryler and Kyler and Bryler and. Bryler. Yeah, it works. Tap in.
Oh my god.
There's headphones too if you want them. What was? Which one's? You're Evan.
I was EJ
and Evan. Right.
Yo, what was your...
Brody.
You hit that on lock.
Yeah,
it's because there was a guy in my frat named Brody.
Go.
That I hated.
Wow. You're saying that right now on live air.
I know, I'm ashamed, but also it's a character.
Did everyone hear that?
No.
Brody, Neil hates you.
Brody Montauk, PB&J of PB&J Sounds.
I know Brody.
You do?
Yeah, he used to date...
Oh, Danny.
Yeah.
He's the worst. He did a cig burn on someone and then blamed on someone else and they got expelled.
That happened
from Maryland?
Yes.
They got expelled because of him?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
They're literally the sweetest guy ever, like, period. They took advantage of him.
Period.
Who, the guy who he cig burned?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, I didn't know he got expelled from the university.
Not Brody, the other guy who blamed the cig burn.
What?
Yeah.
That's so evil.
He's evil. He's a bad, bad person.
Yeah, he's never seen... Well, this is funny that we're saying this.
Like, he's actually... Brody Montauk, fuck you. On God. Like, you are a bad person. And you need to, like, come to terms with that and fix yourself.
Mm.
Wow.
Hey, shout out PB&J Sounds, Lou.
I'm trying to think of questions to ask, but you guys have both been on my show, so you kind of... You've probably heard the...
Well, maybe your answers have changed.
Come up with exactly.
Ooh. Okay. Neil, you want to ask him this time?
Yeah. First of all, guys, what superpowers would you have if you could have any superpower and you could only choose one, and you can't choose some bullshit like Evelyn did last time for some bullshit?
I wouldn't Evelyn
actually, it's good that we have Evelyn here, because last time her answer was such bullshit. We need a real one. We need a real one.
All right, Evelyn, you can go first. No, we cannot, but no one really cares. That's what they don't tell you.
So, wait, what was Evelyn's?
Evelyn's was, I think I want to control all matter, or
no,
I want every superpower.
I want to be able to alter reality.
She basically chose every superpower.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No,
thank you.
That's cool.
I was getting so much hate for absolutely no
reason.
That's
right. Actually really smart.
Thank
said
you.
One superpower.
Haters
is
gonna
one
hate,
superpower.
Bro.
My power is
okay,
so...
Excluding every superpower, what's mm-hmm. one superpower?
That's not what she said, though.
Thank you.
I support you, Evelyn.
Thank you.
God.
I was getting docked for no reason last time.
Wow.
I
wonder why.
I said something lame after, like, teleportation and everyone started clapping.
Mine would be teleportation. Mine is teleportation.
Yours
sure.
is teleportation?
I'm, like, the most chronically late person ever, and
mm-hmm.
also never prepared for anything, and very stressful to travel, and I also don't have my... I famously don't have my license.
Famously.
So, that...
Test.
Huh?
Test.
What?
That's
what?
Old news, bro.
You never drove me to it.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Crazy.
So, you should ask yourselves how that road test is going.
Have you got it?
What?
Have you driven?
No.
Oh.
So, maybe one day.
One day.
But, I'm not stable enough for that currently. But anyway, so if I had teleportation, then I wouldn't need to ever get my license. And that would be awesome because I would never die in a car accident. And also,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying this as if I'm definitely going to die in a
car. Or a plane crash. Or a train derailing.
Any kind of... You see, cars are very scary to me, and I think that we don't take it seriously enough. on a day-to-day basis how scary they are and dangerous they are.
Do you think your fear of cars comes from someone in your life who may have implanted that into you? Like someone who doesn't... Yeah, I'm thinking of someone who doesn't drive in the rain or on highways.
Are you thinking of my mom?
Yeah, I'm thinking of your mom.
She doesn't drive in the... True, she doesn't. That's funny that you know.
Yeah, I guess it's great.
Yeah, she doesn't drive on hot. She takes, like, back... It literally takes... an like hour and a half to get anywhere because she doesn't drive on the highway, so we drive on these like back roads and yeah, and I don't think she likes she doesn't like driving late at night. She doesn't like driving in the rain. Yeah, she doesn't like driving long distances. So maybe yeah. She also didn't want me to get my permit when I was younger. She didn't want me to get my permit when I was younger because she was like, "You're too young and you." Your brain isn't developed enough.
Fuck.
And then she also didn't want me driving with other people who were young. It took her a while to accept that I was just going to be driving with my friends in college. Mm-hmm. Or, like, having my friends drive me because she was like, they're too young. And I was like, well.
Do you think she would be more comfortable if you, like, grabbed under the bumper wearing, like, rollerblades or something?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I think that's the safest.
But with the skateboard and I busted my ass and, like, fell, it was really bad.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun.
That does sound fun.
I hit a little pothole and didn't
know. That's scary.
You like flying?
Yeah, I like actually got crazy ear time.
Oh. Anyway, so teleportation.
Teleportation, good explanation too.
Thank you.
The best explanation we've ever had. In fact, most people would just say anything, and then we make fun of them.
Yeah.
But this time it was too good.
And wow, that's the first time ever you guys have not made fun of
me. That's not true.
Or at least that you've affirmed me for saying something.
Good choice. Evelyn.
I actually...
Tough follow-up.
Yeah, that's hard. I feel like... I gotta think. I didn't come prepared. I didn't know you guys would ask this.
You didn't know he would ask this?
Yeah, this is the only thing.
One of two questions.
This Dude, what? This is the easiest thing to look up.
What?
It's
questions?
No.
Oh no, we trust me.
Questions are hard.
It's harder than you think.
Okay, I really don't think that's true. Can you hear me in the mic?
If you want to, you can look up questions that we can ask you.
Yeah, you can ask us questions for us to ask you.
Or you can just ask us questions, you know, we never get asked questions.
Yeah, we're kinda
second class episode, so we gotta learn some stuff about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know your hosts, you know?
You should never mind.
What?
Get to know your
host. I was gonna rage bait Jack, but I never want to rage bait.
Go ahead.
How do you feel about the better team winning the Clippers Nuggets series?
Ew. Why is it called Nuggets?
Anyways, have you had enough time to prepare your answer?
Yeah.
That's the team name.
I think it's the first one is what superpower? It just shows literally that you're going, no, it's not easy. Chooses the first one.
And it's only good, it's one of two good ones.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
Wait, we haven't finished the first one.
I'm gonna go with my backup answer last time and project schizophrenia into people's head.
That's a good one.
Terrifying.
Fantastic one.
Wait, what was the first part?
Oh, like this was my backup answer last time because they said altering reality was like no, not okay. So yeah, I'd like be mess with people's minds maybe a bit.
That's so freaky.
Yeah. Schizophrenia into people's minds.
That's like actually I feel like so evil.
Yeah, because if I had a superpower is. I'd be a villain.
Like my one of my biggest fears is having schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't piss me off.
What?
Guys, my neighbor has schizophrenia.
Really?
Yeah, he takes his medication for it, but my cat goes over to his house and then he dresses up my cat in clothes and posts it on Facebook all the time.
Is it's that related really to him having schizophrenia?
No, he just likes my cat a lot.
Oh,
but also, because
really
of his schizophrenia, he can't drive. And so he takes, like, a bike, and he drives it, like, basically, like, on Georgia Ave. So, like, like a very busy road.
Why can you drive a bike but not a car?
I don't know. Some regulations. The government. Fuck them.
Like, motorbike?
No, like a bike. And he sometimes, like, I'm driving home at, like, 1 a.m., and I just see him on his bike, like, in the middle of the road on Georgia Ave, just going, like, 20 miles an hour in the middle of the road. I'm always like...
You just see him?
Yeah, I mean, like, he's the only guy who's going to do that, so I know it's him.
Funny.
His name... Oh, I'm not going to dox him, but he's really sweet. He likes my cat a lot, which is...
Aww, like, how old is he?
He's, like, 40. Aww. Yeah.
So, guys, this is a crazy question. What would your eulogy say?
My eulogy? That's... I don't think that's a good question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I just think about our.
I just think it's funny, like this crazy question.
I think it's interesting.
What's your biggest pet peeve?
That's a better question, definitely.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many pet peeves. I'm genuinely so easily irritated. I hate when people can't. Never mind. That could
go
be.
Ahead.
I was. No.
No, no, say it.
No, yeah, go for it.
Will you say it to me after?
Say it now.
Is it targeted?
Oh my God, Jokic. I love that man.
What did you say? What were you
saying? I really love that man, guys. Like,
what were you going to say? Stop stalling. He's my celebrity crush. Stop stalling.
He's my celebrity crush.
Do you guys think it's conceited to not say something in an attempt to get people to ask what you were going to say?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think that's what she just did.
No, it's not. I just, like, I'm just the friend that's too woke, and the thing I was about to say...
The friend that's too woke? Yeah. Fuck! We all got that friend.
No, please say it.
No, because...
Speak our minds.
Okay, this is my off-the-record take. I just hate when people can't read, like, the room or, like, the social situation, but then I thought of specific friends, but they all had autism, so then I felt really bad. Yeah, that was my...
That's okay. Yeah. I feel like that's understandable, though.
Oh, so I felt really bad about it, but thank you, guys.
Is that, like, a pet peeve, though, or just something that is annoying?
Like, people, like, are just, like, really, really loud for no reason and stuff like that, and they just cannot read the room.
Yeah.
Or just, like, my vibe, you know? If it's just me and one other person, and they're just, like, really, really loud, or just being obnoxious, it kind of just, like, makes me tune out.
Yeah, that's annoying as fuck.
Oh, yeah. You've talked to me about that.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's not a pet peeve. I feel like a pet peeve is
you
something...
You just hate everything I said.
No. I completely agree with you.
Thing I've ever said ever.
The face that you just made.
No, go ahead.
I feel like a pet peeve is something that doesn't normally, like, piss people off, but that is frustrating for you.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't feel like that's not true.
Okay.
Because a lot of people can have the same pet peeve, like chewing loudly.
Yeah, I was about to say that, too.
Yeah, that is true.
I couldn't think of one, so I was just like, yeah, chewing loudly. or talking while there's, like, food.
I have so many. I think I started a list one time, but I didn't have any of it. Or I never
when you're driving in, like, a log hauling vehicle in front of you and the logs fall off and hit your car.
Or, like, a bunch of chickens and they all fly up.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
I hate the chickens.
Oh, I really don't like being rushed.
I hate when your nose piercing gets caught in a fan and you get walked around the room like
burned alive because there's a random fire.
Or like if you kiss someone and you both have a tongue piercing and they get stuck together. I hate it when that happens.
It's happened one too many times.
One too many times. ruins my Saturday.
I really don't like when I'm really hungry and I just made food and then I eat it and then I burn my tongue. That's like big pet peeve.
I have to wait like definitely 8 minutes to drink my coffee.
Yeah.
I like
so annoying.
I'll just do it and then
I
just
hate
like,
it because then I'm like, fuck you. I have just now when I had my dinner just now.
No, but I love doing that.
Okay, well,
and then because afterwards you can like never. Afterwards you can do the like thing, you know, when you're trying to cool down your tongue.
I hate that when you like have to open your mouth while the food is still in there.
Well, I'll swallow first.
I wish that we could, you could see what Jack just did.
I didn't do anything.
You should do it. I'm going to make a boomerang of it, and you should post it on the GeekTunes. And you can all see what I'm seeing.
You low-key ate that up.
Numbers. I ate it up, thank you.
Yeah, you did.
Did I leave crumbs or no?
No crumbs.
I appreciate it.
Preach.
Preach.
That was so in my ear.
Was it? I did not realize
it. It's so clear.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, ready? Go. Wait. Actually, no, don't go. 3, 2, 1. Wait.
Oh,
wait.
You counted down.
You counted down.
Wait a second.
Oh, I'm going.
Wait,
you're probably recording this whole thing.
No, I'm not. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
That was good.
It's like that one tweet I saw that was like the bus driver.
Should I take it again? Should I do it with Flash?
Hey, should I do it?
No, do Flash. Do it with Flash. Go. Wait, no, don't go yet.
It's not that good of a bit.
3, 2, 1, go.
I feel like it's been less enthusiastic every time.
Anyways, alright.
Let's get into a song, and we'll be back with more excellent questions and answers.
Talking shit and I'm a selling love. If that nigga get me taken, I'm a fessing mob. And these niggas feel like shit because I'm flexing up. Yeah, and I'ma fuck this bitch, but that shit not enough. I'ma count this money, but that shit is not enough. Pumps, max, texts, and blacks, but that shit not enough. Yeah, I fuck with shawty, yeah, but shit is not enough. With shawty cutting to me, shit like baby, not enough. And yeah, I'm going up, but this shit not enough. Yeah, pump me up some more, and I ain't had enough. Put my foot down cause I had enough. When I'm tired of being tired, I done had enough. Bitch, I'm going grab more cause I don't have enough. Yeah, I'm with my nigga Joey and he not enough. Shorty said I'm hot like David Hasselhoff. Shorty had a crop top, I told her take it off. Would give me your shit, I'm finna take it off. Three perk tents, yeah, girls gon' take them all. Buying everything, yeah, I'm finna take them all. Put that boy to sleep just like a trauma off. Yeah, Glock with a beam and the drumming off. You can get your mans, go and get that bum involved. I can get you what you need, you just gotta give me a call. I be in this bitch going hard, I just wanna ball. I just wanna ball. Tell my brody static, please pass me the ball. Tell my brother Pig, please pass me the ball. I just wanna ball. I just wanna ball. I just wanna ball, shawty, I just wanna ball.
Is life kicking up dust right now? Has life given up for you right now as well? Oh, was life given us? I wake up and feel totally the same. I woke up the same as yesterday.
Some baddies on a girl's trim, yeah. One second, I can't tell you where I learned this. Shorty seen I'm getting rich, she wanna Birkin now. Kinda cute, kinda fly, I'm kinda perfect. Kinda cute, kinda fly, I'm kinda perfect. Kinda cute, kinda fly, I'm kinda perfect. Kinda cute, kinda fly, she kinda perfect too. Too.
Okay, that was actually tough.
No one man should have all that culture, but this Club Canyon, know we got the most. FCA's got GBMs every other Thursday.
FCA@umd.com.
Shout out to the Filipino Cultural Association, as always. Okay. My next question.
Oh, I wonder what it's going to be.
What?
I wonder what it's going to be. I'm excited.
Oh, actually, I forgot. I skipped the main question, the recurring question.
Oh, you have a new question?
Wait, yeah, I do have a new question. I pull it out like once every like 10, 15 shows. Okay. So. Okay, well, first, back to the basics. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you were an animal. What animal?
That was the
be?
Second.
Oh my god!
That was the second question. That's why I asked, and then you were like, "Well, we're not there
yet." So there's two.
The first two questions.
First one was good.
On
second one was good, and then all the rest are bad.
What superpower would you have, and what animal would you be? Those are the two questions that first popped up.
Guys, I put a lot of effort, heart,
lazy
grind,
ass.
Hustle, sweat, right. Tears, blood,
no.
Into this show.
It pisses me off.
You do actually. It's a very cohesive show.
Thank
What's
you.
What's your concept again?
My what?
Your show concept.
Oh, I don't know. But anyways, what are the answers?
Oh, I'm going to think, give me a sec to think of a new answer.
Okay.
My last one was a cat to a really old rich lady.
Oh, that's a good one.
I don't like this question. I'm boycotting.
Well, it's too late. We asked it a million times.
Hmm?
It's too late to boycott it. We asked it like 30.
Okay, what's the other question?
Okay. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
Oh, this is a good question. Oh, God. You guys can probably answer this for me. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. You've just, like, spilled 10 million pints of juice on yourself.
Did you think
of
that?
No, I didn't think of that.
What happened?
I didn't think of anything right away.
When I sat on M&M's when we were watching the movie in Andre's room one time, and then I got M&M's on his bed and also on my butt, and it looked like I shit myself.
Yeah, well, that wasn't in public, though. I've seen you, like, spill, like, gallons upon pints upon many other units of measurement of stuff in the dining hall.
God. Yeah, you guys could probably answer better than me. Or Evelyn. Any of you guys can answer this, probably. I don't know. Oh my god, I have an answer recently,
okay,
which
bet.
Was when me and Anika did our scene together, and it was so bad! It was so bad! No, it was really
bad. Like, it was that bad?
The first one?
No, the first one was really bad.
What went wrong?
We just were not prepared at all. It was so awkward, and we were being so awkward, and we were like, We were laughing so much after because we were saying that if you, like, we both said this to each other and we were like, yeah, I thought the same thing, that, like, if you didn't know that we were friends, you would have thought that we never met each other. Like, this is our first time meeting each other. Like, we've been friends for 2 years, so I think that's really funny. But, I don't know, if you guys can think of something else.
I just, my mind just goes to, like, you, like, spilling and falling.
Fall a lot.
You do that a lot. Or you actually, I feel like you've gotten better, but I haven't been in the dining hall
orange,
with you in a year.
The
so.
Orange incident.
Oh, true.
What,
but that was just embarrassing for
well,
with you guys. That wasn't
she
like publicly.
She got like a plate, and like there was probably like 10 different items on it, but they were all just so orange.
Like
every
orange
single thing was orange.
Too.
Oranges were one
orange
of the things.
Orange juice, honey.
Orange juice, honey. Yeah. There was like orange sugar packets. There's like I don't know. Was there carrots?
And it
like
wasn't
orange pasta.
I just put it on the table and I was like, what? This fucking is
awesome. Yeah, that was
that's
pretty good.
Also,
wasn't that embarrassing?
That's evil. Also, one time I spilled milk at the dining hall on my crotch.
I
looked like I peed myself.
Mm-hmm.
Spilling milk is crazy. You can't cry over it.
You can't cry over it, though, yeah. Evelyn, do you have an answer?
I feel like I have so many embarrassing moments.
Oh, I can tell.
Yeah.
Oh! Actually, guys, it was really nice having me. I can't think. I feel like the most recent embarrassing moment I probably had was the Loonies, like my first trip to Loonies with like Cessia.
Oh, it was embarrassing.
because I locked myself in the bathroom for
years. Oh, right. I should have
the Loonies bathroom?
Yeah, and, like, the big, like, handicap stall, which I felt really bad about. But I was just, like, incapacitated, just, like, hunched over. And then Ceci had to crawl under the stall door because I refused to open it. And then so she crawled under and she was like, we're leaving. And then I was being really mean to her, apparently, which I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
But she was like,
damn.
Evelyn, like, let's go. And I was like, get out of here. I don't want you in here with me. So here's my logic, okay? I wasn't being mean to her because I was just being mean. But I was being mean to her because I was embarrassed. I was so embarrassed that I was like, I need you to leave so I can, like, take a moment to recollect my thoughts. That's also, like, the most I've ever been, like, just not,
I was going to say it on air.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's just the most dumb I've ever been. Uh-huh. I don't even know what happened. Actually, I do know what happened. It was Jack.
What did I do?
Here's the thing. I felt perfectly fine. I felt perfectly in the pod. And then you were like, guys, let's, like, buy another. And then I was like,
that was Amon and I. Don't put it all on me.
Okay, fine. Well,
true. I can see that happening.
So then I was like, that sounds like a lovely idea.
Yeah, so that's on you.
No, I took that immediately. And that, like, 5 seconds later, I remember dancing. And then I'm in the Loonies bathroom for 2 hours. So. Yeah, that was my most embarrassing.
Why is this
moment.
Guy just standing in front of the screen?
Yeah, and then to make it worse, I fell and tripped. I heard a group laugh behind me. I fell on the road because of the purple line. I was crossing the tracks. I fell, and then I couldn't move my wrist for 2 weeks.
Oh shit!
Because I fell straight on it, and I got like two really nasty bruises.
That, so. They're better though.
Yeah, my wrist is better, but I can't like unscrew small things without it causing a lot of
still?
Pain.
Still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, you have to go get that checked out.
Absolutely not. That's so cringe.
Well, no, you were benching large amounts of weight.
Yeah, because it's not like fine motor skills.
But your wrist is important for benching, and you were pushing like 500 pounds easily. So.
Oh, thanks.
Well, that's my most embarrassing.
I know Jack's most embarrassing.
Was it what I was just about to say? Evelyn saved my life in the gym. I was literally gonna die.
She's told me the story like 3 times
because it was so funny. I'm sorry. It actually.
It was.
Made me giggle.
Because I was like, okay, I think I can do one more. And then I was like, I told you before, like, help me. And then you were just like chilling about the same thing actually happened to Neil, like a month before that.
I feel on bench a lot.
But the thing is, you were like,
I meant the one time with Shigozi when you were just like sitting there like, help.
Yeah.
You never told me how to spot you. You were just like, you just put your hands there. So I did that. And then I was like, I can't lift this back up, and you're like, no, it's fine. Like, I never feel, or something like that. And then
this time I failed. Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
And then I had to ask someone for help.
That was the first time it's happened to me. Wow. Is what I'm going to tell the audience at least.
Oh.
It happens every time.
It's not embarrassing.
It's not. No, it was kind of embarrassing because it was like we had to get the guy next to us to help because she couldn't lift it.
Because I couldn't lift it.
It was funny.
And when you're like, spot me, I was like, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking, but okay.
But I'm very grateful because my life was saved. But
I know.
Neil, do you have one?
I'm trying to think. That's another gym. One time I was like bicep curling at the gym with like the plates you have to add on, it was too
heavy,
and then like one side just collapsed and the other side collapsed and all the plates like clattered.
Like super loud.
Yeah.
That's really funny. I can imagine that happening to you being like.
Yeah, it was like that. And Sam Brown was there.
I wish I had a video of that. It was so funny.
I could do it again.
You still go to the gym?
Yeah,
crazy.
I do.
Damn.
I just feel like I haven't heard of you going recently.
I go in the morning when I do go.
Interesting. Well.
Do you have any more questions?
I don't know.
That's my last question. Do you have any more questions?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's your second to last show.
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys feeling about that?
Great.
Are you more of a hunter or gatherer?
I like blueberries. I like blueberries a lot, so I'm a gatherer.
Hunting's crazy.
I also am more of a gatherer. Or a gatherer, period. I'm not a hunter at all.
Yeah, I'm not hunting at all. I couldn't do it.
Well, guys, we will do really well in the wilderness.
Yeah, we can live out
I have a good question.
You just, like, twisted your head. Like,
sorry. Yeah!
I don't get it.
You say?
Huh?
Yeah!
I do.
Remember when you said that when we were sledding?
Yeah, yeah. Should I do it right now?
Yeah, dude.
I don't know if I got. Yeah!
Oh.
Sorry. That was mid one.
We were talking about over the weekend at the beach. What did I say? Talking? We were talking over the weekend at the beach about if we were in yellow jackets, like, who would. like, what would happen? It's like if we were like stranded on, like, our plane crashed and we were stranded on an island and like we didn't have food and stuff. Like, what would happen? Who would be eaten first? Who would die first? Who would we eat? And Anika immediately goes, "Oh, Anna, I would kill you first because you would beat me." And we're like, "Anika, it's not a competition."
Beat me is crazy.
She's like, "Because you would be most likely to like win."
And
what? Well, we were like, "Anika, what? Win what? It's not a competition. We're just trying to survive." And she's like, "Oh, but yeah, still."
The logic for it was that if it's only Anika and Anna, and
then Anna would kill her.
Yeah, then Anna would win. So you got to take out the competition early in the game. So
that makes sense. Is that what happens in Yellow Jackets? To like evolve and then just
well,
is that a reality show or something? What is that?
No, it's a
TV show for like gay people.
Oh.
Only for gay
exclusively.
People. Yeah, yeah. Like, genuinely. Damn.
And except there's only like 3 gay people in it. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if it was like the 4 of us, thoughts on how that situation would go?
Like,
I think I would die first.
Yeah.
You were my pick for our group too. I said I would probably eat you first because I think you'd die really easily.
We have to eat each other.
Well, like, you don't have to, but somehow that's just what you want each other.
Is there like?
Wait, so why can't we just be friends and, like, survive?
I feel like our best bet would be cooperation.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like first I would take out Neil, because I have some beef with him I have to resolve, and mm-hmm. I would take him out. And I think it'd be really easy to, because he looks like he has a peanut allergy, and I would just keep peanut butter on me at all times. And
you then would have a peanut allergy.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
I'd
give me so much
you.
Peanut butter. Fuck. Oh,
no.
Oh, my God, and you're going to get my away. Ass with the peanut butter, which I hate, and I'm allergic to. And
no,
I
but you...
This is a good plan.
Yeah.
It's going to be eating good on this island.
That's what
it's just taking spoonfuls of peanut butter.
Of peanut butter I have.
No. I feel like out of us four, the most likely to survive, I think my bet is actually Neil. I would try and take you out, but I don't think I'd be successful.
He would somehow outwit the natural.
I think he's smart. Yeah, I think you're really smart.
I like this narrative.
I feel like he's the... I don't know, I feel like...
But I also think that you're... Why are they showing us this man's feet in this fucking thing?
This is so weird. Who is this?
I think it's Kenny Smith.
What is happening?
Oh my God.
Okay, anyway, but I feel like you're too kind to win, Neil. Like, I feel... Or not win, but... Not win, but, like, but like survive. Like, I feel like...
You're too kind to survive.
Hey, oh my God, I didn't know you have a show right now.
It is a competition.
Sure. No, but I feel like you you wouldn't want anyone to die. So
which four of us
if
would
it's
survive?
Like Yellow Jackets, which one of us is surviving?
And who's dying
and
first?
And name the order, actually.
Yeah, actually,
which
go. And be honest.
We have a guest, y'all.
I feel like Evelyn is, like, scrappy.
Oh.
Thanks. I don't know. I feel like you would, like... I feel like you would, like...
True, you're a survivor, I feel like.
Like, I feel like you wouldn't be afraid to, like, take, like, the low road, which is, like, necessary in a
that's
situation.
That's
not, like, in a way that's, like, a judgment on your character. I just feel like you would, like, do what you
do whatever it takes.
I think... then you.
I'm second, like, to not die? All right, bet.
Like, I feel like Evelyn would kill
I'll take
you.
That.
But
I'd be the last one. All right, so I can take that. I'm cool with that.
I'm sorry, I feel like you would.
Oh, I'd be gone in the first 5 minutes.
I feel like you would go, like, pretty soon, and then maybe the three of you would last for, like, a set.
Pretty
for,
soon.
Within 5 minutes.
This is a really funny error that everyone just is in. Like, maybe we disagree on the other things, but everyone is in agreement
there is
that
a consensus,
I would die immediately.
Yeah.
You would, like, get hit by a coconut or something.
Yeah, and then just, like, get washed away.
Yeah, just, like, slip and, like...
You would slip in the ocean.
In your heart to, like, hurt anything, you know?
Oh, thanks.
I feel like that's what you... I feel like... But you would have to do that on that situation.
I feel like I would, like, kill myself before I have to, like, eat someone, like...
Yeah, you're getting hit with a coconut before you
I'm
can eat
I'm already on the brink.
Every time I watch, like, any sort of horror or survival movie, I'm like, why are they fighting to stay alive?
That's same! Like, I'm like, then you're just gonna have trauma for the rest of your life, and, like, mm-hmm. then mm-hmm. things are gonna, like, I don't know.
Maybe it's the adrenaline, it's just, like, fun.
Yeah, true. Your body goes into survival mode, mm-hmm. even if your brain doesn't want to.
It's because they make us read Lord of the Flies in middle school.
Yeah.
True, so we just really like that book.
You really like that book?
Well, the point
I don't remember,
like,
it was alright.
Like,
it was pretty good, I think.
Yeah, about, like, socialization
of
boys.
Yeah, Neil.
Sorry.
Yeah,
seriously? I didn't pick that up. I read in middle school.
Alright, that's all we got time for tonight. Thank you everyone for tuning in. Thank you Evelyn
Bye.
And Ava for pulling up
Keep
to the second to last episode of Geek Tunes.
Love you.
Good night.